What we're actually doing here, because there's a massive display of fire appliances, I think is the correct word these days, as Graham informs me. In front of me is one that goes back to 1973, which I'm told is an old Surrey Fire Brigade fire engine. And in front of me, directly in front of me, is a registration plate 22. Well, it looks like a moving TARDIS. Graham, tell us more.
Which one do you want me to talk to you about? The early one first we go for?
You can tell us what sort of stuff you'd expect to find on that as opposed to what you'd expect to find on a new one.
Absolutely. I mean, the one we're looking at now is the Ford fire engine down there, 1973. Carried a lot less equipment at the time and various different equipment and probably a lot less water compared to the one we are standing here next to here, which is our latest Scania AT fire appliance. The water on this one is 4,500 litres of water it carries.
That's a lot of water.
Indeed it is. And also with the technology moving forward, it will be carrying electric cutting equipment, not hydraulic. So it's all running off your conventional DeWalt saw battery, which makes things a lot easier and simpler and maybe quieter. But regarding the going back to the fire engine itself, as I say, 4,500 litres of water. They've all come in with a monitor on the roof. And the monitor on the roof will throw out about 60 metres distance with about 15 to 17 bar of water. So as you can appreciate, a minute that is, you can appreciate the fire pump with 4,500 litres of water will empty the tank very, very quickly. So an external water source is needing to be sourced, rather sharpish.
Just as for the anorak in me, because the 1970s fire appliance down there, I mean, that would have been reasonably expensive in those days, I'm guessing. But this, I'm walking up the side of it now, it's got, well, just about anything you could think of. It's probably got a tea-making facility in there somewhere, I'm sure. But just give us an idea, because people think, you know, they pay whatever they pay. These services all cost. How much does one of these cost?
Approximately nowadays, sort of a fire engine like this, you're probably looking at about sort of around about the £300,000 mark for a fire engine like this. And then on top of that would be the equipment to fit. So you're looking at the ladders on the top and other specialist equipment like the electric cutting equipment we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, because you hear so much about fire services, and I don't want to go into the politics of any of it because we're here to talk about a fire engine, but I'm guessing the reason you have reduced numbers of staff these days as opposed to what they used to be is because you have the technology on these appliances to do a lot of the work that used to be done by human people, maybe?
Not really the case, to be honest. The numbers are still there. They might have dropped slightly in crew levels, but they are still there because there's lots to do. An incident, they turn up an incident with a new fire engine like this, and there's a lot to do at the job. So they still need the numbers.
In other words, don't believe everything you read in the newspapers. I've just got that first hand, which is rather good. Explain a little bit about this, because, well, there's a glass door here. Is that an entrance into the back entrance into the cab?
Yeah, that what you're looking at there is our crew cab. I don't know if I can open it up while I'm here.
No, it's locked.
No, it's locked, it's fine. So yeah, starting at the front here, you've got the driver, and then to his left-hand side, there's a joystick now, which operates the monitor up on the roof. So he can sit in the cab, and without getting out of the cab, he can operate that monitor from being inside. So there's a safety thing straight away, and they may not be able to get the fire engine nearer to it, so they can, again, use the monitor to squirt the water onto, say, for example, a hay fire or something like that from the road, rather than having to try to get the fire engine nearer.
Okay, and then you've got the back. So how many crew will this appliance hold?
This can hold six people or firefighters, four in the back, and obviously your driver, and then your officer in charge on the near side front there.
Yeah, this one we're standing in front of is actually brand new, isn't it?
It is indeed. It hasn't been on the run yet. We, as workshops, are just in the process of preparing them to go out on the road, and we're working with our training to give out the training to the crews so we can put them on the road around Surrey.
I mean, how much of a step up is this particular machine to what you've been used to?
It's not too different, to be honest. Obviously, there's a greater water capacity on it, so the characteristics when driving it down the road can be different. But pretty much, they sort of behave the same. regarding to what our sort of current fleet that are on the run of the Scania vehicles. There's some extra safety features on the newer ones now that you know, help the driver and protect the driver and the crew, you know, whilst they're going down the road on blue lights, avoiding traffic and things like that.
Now, the other thing I'm looking at, I'm standing here looking at the side of this thing, and there's a little orange flap over there that says auto eject. Now, when anybody mentions auto eject to me, my thought is, oh, there's an ejector seat in there, but that clearly isn't the case. What is that?
Right, so what we're looking at there with auto eject written on the side there is a 110 volt socket. So when the appliance is parked in the fire station, there will be what we call a genie lead coming from the station, and it plugs into the socket, keeping the power to the charger, which then charges the batteries. Because as you can appreciate with these new vehicles, as we were talking about earlier with the electrical cutting equipment, they'll run on batteries, so we can charge various items with batteries and other components on the vehicle while it's plugged in the station, not going down the road.
Yeah, well, the Environment Agency are here, so they'd be quite pleased about this, because this is going down the route of green technology, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's sort of going that way. We've got, even in the fleet now, we look after some BMW cars now, and they're hybrids. And we haven't, I think we've got one or two fully electric vehicles in the fleet, but it's all coming our way. So we've got lots more to learn.
I was going to say, that's going to be an interesting thing. An all-electronic fire appliance. That is going to require a bit of training. It's quite something to see. The hoses, I mean, are there more hoses on here than on other machines?
No, it's conventional for us, certainly. There's a what we call a hose reel, one on either side towards the back of the vehicle, as we're looking at now. So we've got one on the left side, curb side, and we've got one on the right side there, so they can run out from either side of the vehicle if required. Yeah. What's clever with this particular vehicle here is it has some drop down steps. So for when they're out and about and we can store stuff slightly higher, there's the platforms we're looking at here they can step onto to reach various extra equipment.
There's nothing they haven't thought of here, is there, really?
It's pretty much covered it all, really, as best we can. Yeah, best we can.
I was going to say, as part of your job, do you actually get asked by designers what sort of things you actually could do with on appliances?
As a workshops, we sometimes get involved or asked of our ideas, because we've got to consider the stowage, the manual handling of equipment, where it's safe to go. And obviously there's the center of gravity, you know, obviously we're gonna have the lower stuff lower down, and not the heaviest the lighter stuff lower down, and heavier stuff at the bottom, sort of thing, just to spread the load out. So it's quite a lot goes into developing this, of what's loaded where, what weight the equipment is, and what's best place to put it to keep the vehicle in a steady safe manner for it going down the road.
I can now see why lots and lots of children actually like to go and climb on all over fire appliances, because there's just so much here. Neil, I've got to say, looking at this thing, as radio presenters, we sit and look at what for most people seems to be a mass of knobs and dials and that. I'm standing here looking at a mass of, well, hoses and boxes with all sorts of things in that I really don't understand. You need to come and see this thing. Graham, for now, thank you for talking to us.
No problem at all.